Welcome to a Holy Mess podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
Oh my goodness, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. Man, oh man, are you guys in for a treat today? I just actually listened to this episode. It was recorded a few weeks ago, actually, with one of the Feel Better Journey students and one of my dear friends now, Terry Gibler, and she's incredible, you guys. And it's God's timing is quite ironic and quite amazing. This weekend is Mother's Day. I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but this weekend is Mother's Day, and I didn't even plan to upload this episode this weekend, but Terry talks about, in the episode, her complicated relationship with her mom, and her mom has since passed, but some things happened a few weeks ago now, where she was able to heal a deeper part in herself, even though her mom has passed. And you guys, I know it's Mother's Day weekend, and first of all, happy Mother's Day to all you mamas out there. And I just want to acknowledge, I know Mother's Day can be very complicated for many of us. And so if that's you, I just want you, first of all, to know I see you, I love you. Whether you have kids, or you wanted to have kids and you never could, or you're distant from your kids, or maybe they're distant from you for one reason or another, or maybe it is your own complicated relationship with your own mom that hangs over you. All the things and all the reasons, and I'm sure there's so many more. I just want you to know I see you with how complicated this weekend can be. And, you know, we all know how complicated relationships can be with our parents. And no matter how old you are, they can still affect you. But no matter how old you are, I want you to know that we don't have to be held captive by those relationships as much as we are when we do the holy and hard work of dealing with those things and of finding healing in different ways. And there's so many different strategies, there's so many different things to do, but you guys, this is one of the things that we do in this program, is we're bringing healing to these places so that we can move into our future with more capacity, with more joy, with more purpose, right? You guys, the ultimate goal of this Feel Better Journey program is really to help us all get back to the core of who we are, the identity of who we are in Christ, and what does that mean for us? You guys, in the episode also, I want to mention, Terry mentions some of the tools and the sessions that we work through in the program, things like the pause. If you want to stop being so reactive and so hot-headed at times, I'm telling you, the pause works. It will so help you. I have students who took the program over a year ago, and they'll message me and be like, oh my gosh, I implemented the pause today. And it's just a really cool concept that really does help. She also mentions one of my favorite tools in the program. It's called compassionate curiosity. And if you're hard on yourself, man, this tool alone will change your life. And I'm not being overly dramatic. I am telling you right now, those of us who struggle with quote unquote shitty committees in our head and negative self-talk and just berating ourselves and being hard on ourselves, this tool alone, and it takes some practice to implement it, it takes some practice to get it down, but this tool alone will change the game. I mean, just imagine being kind to yourself. It's quite magical. This tool alone is worth the whole program. Okay, you guys, like I said, Terry is one of the most real, authentic, honest human beings that you'll ever meet. I've absolutely loved getting to know her. You will love hearing her heart. She has so much wisdom. She talks about how she has more mileage behind her than she does in front of her, meaning that she's past middle-aged. I hope that at the very least that this episode just gives you such encouragement that the same growth and the same healing can happen for you. And I just want to encourage you this weekend or whenever you're listening to this episode, do something extra special for yourself. You deserve it. whether you feel like it or not, and the things that have been done to you and the things that you've done that are just holding you hostage inside, man, they don't have to dictate your future. I'm telling you right now, they don't have to dictate your future. There is so much more for you on this planet. Okay, I'm pretty emotional because I just love Terry and I've loved journeying with her and seeing her transformation. It's just so exciting for me, you guys. And so I hope you are so encouraged by Terry, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Love you guys, and I'm so grateful you're here. We all struggle and have areas in our life that hurt and affect us. We have regrets or anxiety, fear, and deep sadness at times. All of us. That's why I created the Feel Better Journey, where we learn to implement super helpful strategies that help us feel better in our skin and in our lives and in our circumstances. You guys, if you like how raw and real I am on the podcast, you will love the Feel Better Journey. I'm more open and honest than ever about my history, about my journey to wholeness and healing. It's kind of Danny Unplugged. I give you all the tools and all the tactics that have helped me build an amazing life, even though I've walked through my own forms of living hells, right? I've learned how to process grief for my life in a healthy, soul-empowering way. I found deep healing from abuse that I endured in my history, and I've also found such peace with myself from the harmful choices that I had made that I resented myself for so many years. You guys, we do not have to live as prisoners to our choices or the harmful things that others have done to us. Now listen, that doesn't mean that there's some magic pill or a magic wand and it all disappears, but we can learn that even with these hardships that we can thrive, and that sometimes these hardships are the very foundation that catapult us into the next season of our life with purpose and meaning. You guys, you really can learn to make friends with your past self and find deep compassion for your life and for your history. We can make peace with our current selves, even if we're riddled with discontentment or just feeling like there's got to be more, or anxiety or frustration. You guys, only when we make peace with our past selves and friends with our current selves can we really build a rich relationship with our future self and set ourselves up for more contentment and peace and purpose. Now listen, not in some woo-hoo way, okay? It's all grounded in biblical principles partnered with the Holy Spirit. I am honest and more vulnerable and real than ever, you guys. I believe in this day and age, everybody can read through BS, and there's such truth in that scripture in Revelation where healing comes partnered with hearing each other's stories and partnered with Jesus. Like, I think there's just such magic in that component of knowing we're not alone in our struggles. Chris Cox, a recent alum of the Feel Better Journey, said, "The Feel Better Journey has changed my life. I was a bit skeptical going into it, but it exceeded my expectations. I found my innate optimism again and compassion for myself." Yes, Chris, I love it. Listen, if you're not familiar with group coaching, don't worry, it's very chill. A coach is just someone who can help you find the tools and the tactics to help you implement the change that you've been longing for in your life. And that will be my role in this program. So what comes with the program? There's a private podcast feed where I share all the content, and the audios will drop each week along with a workbook. And each week we will have a live Zoom call in small groups. It's 60 to 90 minutes, and it's literally some of my favorite times of the week. This next round, we're actually going to have a couple of guest experts join us on a couple of the calls. And one for sure will be my therapist, Jim Beebe, who's been on the podcast several times. He'll help us unpack the material for that particular week. So listen, if you're ready for the next step in your faith and you're ready to do the holy and hard work of learning to embrace and walk in God's grace for yourself, not just have it be head knowledge, but how do you actually internalize this stuff to walk in peace and to walk in confidence, no matter what you've endured on this planet, let's go. Check out the link in the show notes, or you can jump directly on my website at www.dannysumner.com/the Feel Better Journey. And you guys, for the first 10 of you that sign up, we're giving you $100 off the program. Use coupon code EARLYBIRD24 when you sign up, and $100 will come right off. As well as for the first 5 of you, you not only get the $100 off, but you're also getting a 30-minute free Zoom coaching call with me one-on-one, before the program even starts. So you guys run to the show notes, click through, sign up, put in early bird 24. And again, if you're one of the first 10, you're getting an automatic $100 off. And if you're one of the first 5, you're not only getting the $100 off, but you're also getting a free Zoom call with me one-on-one for some coaching. I'm so excited for this round and I'd love to have you join me. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking me. This is such a privilege. It's so much fun. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Not me. That's for sure. But I do. I really treasure you. And I'm so glad to be part of this Feel Better Journey community and the journey and all of it really has changed my life. It truly, truly has. It has given me a dimension I never knew existed. And it's beautiful and it's not woo-hoo at all. It's real. It's true. I can't tell you that it go how it happens, but it happens. I mean, all the little cliches, it works if you work it. I don't know. It just happens. Yeah. If you want it, it's here. And you're connected to God and to all the wonderful things that you've brought. So
I love it. Tell us, what are some of the different dimensions that it's opened up for you, particularly recently?
Different dimensions. Recently, recently, the biggest thing that happened for me was this wonderful piece of freedom, this huge weight that was lifted off of my shoulders and off of my life. And just a different perspective is it's as if I can see clearly now. And all those the things that were cloudy have now become clearer in my mind and in my heart. I've been doing the Feel Better Journey and the journey with you and with the community. And I really have worked it. I do use my tools. I use pause. I use breath as prayer. I journal. I do the things. I pray. I talk to God. I reach out when I need to. I do all those things. And all of those things do matter. And they do make my life better. I just need to step back for a moment here because my whole life I've been searching for my people. I've been searching for my group. I've been searching for a place to fit in. It's where I've always felt like the round peg in the square hole. And it just wasn't, that was just me. In high school, I was part of the crowd behind the bleachers. I was part of the cheerleaders. I was part of the nerds. I was part of the athletes. I just was everywhere but nowhere. And that's kind of been my life, just trying to find and fit in. So I was part of this, and I still am part of these different communities. And I had to take a break, came back, and I was just like, it was just huge to me. I'm like, it's not me. These women are wonderful. This group is fabulous, but it's not my group. It's not my people. Now, I love the women in there. I love the women that are part of it. So that's not it. But it just, I was trying to be something and someone that I'm not. And they're wonderful and they're beautiful. And when I found that, the freedom that I felt and the breath that just came into me was unbelievable. It was the most freedom I had ever felt in my life. And it showed me there's nothing wrong with them and there's nothing wrong with me. It's just they're square and I'm round, or I'm square and they're round. And we just don't fit in the way that my heart and my spirit and I am looking for. And that has just changed everything. This one woman that is really active and doing this one thing, something that I used to do years and years ago, I thought, good for her. I'm so glad she's able to carry that on. But that's not what I'm meant to do anymore now, Lord, is it? And so it's just been this most wonderful process and the most freeing thing that I've ever had. It really has. And I was so afraid of being alone, but I was alone in a crowd. Mm. I was always alone in the crowd. And now I'm not. I'm not. I have found my niche. I have found my people. And I know that sounds funny. What do you mean you find your people? It's finding where we speak the same language. It's finding the place where our hearts connect, where our spirits connect, where God is working in them and they're not afraid and I'm not afraid and we can be who we need to be and who we are. And it's just such freedom.
So the cool part for the what I hear you saying, Terry, is for so long you felt like a square peg in a round hole. You felt like you didn't belong anywhere. And what you're realizing is that you were just in the wrong communities at times. You were you belong, you just were in the wrong places, right?
Yes.
I love that you feel connected and kindred spirits to people in the Feel Better Journey community, right? People who are doing the work on themselves, quote unquote, that people that are willing to look at themselves and do the hard work and allow God to do the holy process of healing us and morphing us and letting us have those revelations and being honest. It's really, especially in Christian culture, I haven't found it in very many churches where we can be really honest and authentic with our struggles and with our dark side and with the things that we're wrestling through and even faith struggles and all of that. I see it in recovery rooms, people who are very honest because they're trying to beat an addiction or find some healing in an addiction. I love that you found your home in yourself with the Lord. And I think that's what it is. I think is as important as the Feel Better Journey community is, which I love and is amazing. The whole point of this is to find that security with the Lord in your identity in Christ truly and in who he's made you to be. So yeah, does that make sense? So I think it's, yes, it's I love that you found connection in the Feel Better Journey community, but I think it's because you found deeper connection within yourself and within the Lord and your identity in Christ. And so that's to me, Terry, is like, ah, I love it.
I totally agree because it is. God and I have always been good friends, but it's like that connection, it never ends. It's continual now. It's like we walk together, we talk together. It's like, I just can't even explain it, but it is. It's just a fuller sense of peace. I find myself too. I can have a very sharp tongue. I can have a very quick, sarcastic side to me, I can be very cutting at times. And I have the pause now too. And I know that that's God saying, whoa, wait, do you really want to say that? Is that really what you want to say in this moment? And it's a split second. I mean, it's not even as long as it took me to say that sentence. It's so quick. And I get surprised sometimes hearing how sweet my voice is and the words that are coming out of my mouth, because it is truly how I feel. It is what I want to say. But sometimes I have to take the pause because the default, the unlearning that I'm having to do is that immediate jab or something. I don't even know. I don't know if that's really even appropriate to say, but
oh, it is.
It's tempered it all.
I love that.
Oh, but what has also surprised me was I have a challenging situation in my home life, and I have someone that has been dying to talk to me about it for 3 years, but she's never said a word. Well, she spoke up at the marketplace one day, and her words were very cutting, and her words were very unkind. And I was so impressed with myself. And I was kind of that thing where I turned around and looked and thought, who said that just now? But I was able to respond to her with love and kindness, but to also say, you have no clue as to what is going on. And the things that you see are not what you see. And you have an idea, but it's not the reality. And I was so proud of myself because this person intimidates the bejeebers out of me. And she was at a loss for words and basically turned around and just walked away. And I felt so powerful in that moment that I was able to do that and stand up for myself and stand up for the situation at home. And that's something I have never been able to do before. I would come home and I'd say, Well, I should have said this and I should have said that. And why didn't I do this? And why didn't I do that? And it just rolled out of me so easily and with kindness and not with a bad voice or with anger or anything.
Oh, man.
And that's because of God. That's because of all of this. It's just all of it.
All of this, what is that? All of the feel better journey, the work?
It's first and foremost my relationship with God. I'm in the Word more than I've ever been in. I'm in prayer more than I've ever been in. My community here with the Feel Better Journey, the other community that I've been able to find and connect myself to that I feel like is going to be something that I can do for a long time, that I'm going to be able to be involved in. And it's beautiful. So all of those things, my life is just different. It's just so different. I'm different.
I love that. I want to circle back to your encounter in the market with your friend, because these are the little encounters where we find our voice, find our strength, and hear from the Lord and have His wisdom when we talk. And so this is like, these are the little changes that happen when we go through a program like the Feel Better Journey, right? We get more empowered. We find more strength from within. It is the Holy Spirit, but it's us. We get more comfortable in our skin. So then we're okay sticking up for ourselves, not in some arrogant, you know, rude way, but in a very thoughtful, wise way. And I love how you said, I stuck up for myself. I stuck up for the situation, but I was kind and grace-filled towards her, but I was truthful and direct. And so that's part of getting your voice back, right? We talk about getting our voices back, like in week two of the program, because so many of us have been worn out by life, quieted by life, conditioned to shut our mouths and be a peacemaker, quote unquote, which, by the way, is not really peacemaking because we're a turmoil mess inside. And to be a peacemaker, everybody's at peace. So if just the other party's at peace and you're in turmoil, you're not a peacemaker, you're a people pleaser, right? And you're struggle bus. And so this is where, when we can find our voices and learn, and it's not a overnight transformation, it's a process to get more confident in our skin. And so what do you think were some of the biggest turning points for that? Or was it just, I don't even know. It's like nailing Jell-O to the wall. I get it. But I'm wondering if we can come up with like some specific.
Well, it's the first time that I really felt like I had a voice. I felt tall, if that makes sense. I felt like I was tall. And that just gave me, there was just a sense of courage. There was a sense of that. I think what happens for me is I tend to put people on pedestals. And this is someone that has always intimidated me and I've always looked up to. If you can hold intimidation and admiration in the same hand, that's how I've been with this person. And very, very, you know, nice lady, very nice family and all of that. But I've always been afraid of people like that, that they're better than me. They matter more. And I was sticking up for my son. And I think that's what really drove me too. It's like, you have no clue as to what's going on. And how dare you do that? And I think the mother bear in me came out, even though he's a grown man. I thought, no, don't. You can think what you want. That's fine. What you think really doesn't matter to me. But your judgments are way off. They're way off base. And if I could give her a little, just a little bit of something that could say, then that's okay. Because really, I walked away and thought, I really don't care what she thinks. Because I really didn't. But I just had to stand up for him. I had to stand up for myself. And it just felt really good. Just like I said, I felt taller in the moment. Right now, it just makes me want to stand up and be heard, be counted. But see, this is what the program is doing for me, Danny. This is what the Lord is doing. It's these little tidbits like that. And so now, with compassionate curiosity, when we're done here, I will look at that. I'll do a little journaling. I'll write it out a bit. So that's what the program does for me. So what I discovered after this was completed, that it really wasn't even about her. It was about something deep inside of me where I had been hurt throughout my life by my mom. And I had a voice. My mom has since passed. So there's freedom in that too, to be able to finally have that voice. So I was speaking up, not necessarily even in that moment, to what the situation was, but years of moments years of the heartache, years of not having a voice, years of not being heard. And what I found was that I really wasn't concerned about her hearing me as much as I was concerned about just being able to say it. There was so much freedom in being able to say what I needed to say, because that's what I needed to say. And I was so proud of myself, too, that God allowed me to say it, but he allowed me to say it with a voice that was not condemning, that was not angry, that was loving and kind, because I actually felt loving and kind. I didn't want to lop her head off or anything. I wanted to just have a voice, and I had the voice. And it was amazing. It really was. And it just keeps continuing. It really does. In little ways and in big ways, the way I talk to my husband, the way I'm talking to my son, the way that I'm talking to myself. I said something not so nice the other day. It's like, oh my gosh, look at that, or look at this. You know, as we age, things tend to change, and things were changing. Being able to say, hey, no, stop that. You don't need to talk like that. It's all good. So those are the things that are happening. Those are the things that are just giving me joy. They're helping me to like me. And I have always kind of liked myself. I've always been forced, it seems like, to be alone. I don't mind being alone. I don't feel lonely. But there's just a different feeling of all of this. And I know that there's going to be more revelation as I continue to grow, as I continue to do the work, as I continue to connect with God and with his word and with his people. There's going to be more. And that's what's exciting, too. That's what's so exciting for me. He's shaking me down a path I never thought I would be going down at all. Relationships have been difficult for me, and he is putting women in my life that are, they like me. And it's like, wow, I can tell they like me. But then I keep thinking, well, just wait till you get to know me. But so far, they're kind of sticking around. So it feels, it's exciting. It's kind of scary. It's new. I don't even know what word to put there. It's just new and exciting, and it's different, but I'm ready.
I love that. Love that.
Terry, and I know the program draws different types of people, you know, different people, different issues. We got people struggling with codependency. We've got people going through, you know, some divorces. We got people with hard marriages, no marriages, children issues. There's just internal struggles, all the things. But who would you say this program's for, and who could it help?
Everybody. It really is. It's for the person who really desires to be all that they can be in this life. They desire to be the person that God has brought them here to be. They know that there's more. There's this underlying current that was always in my life that I knew I wanted more. There was always something more out there. If you're not satisfied with the status quo, that you just know that you're meant for more, that there's more for you, that you've been doing the things, you've been in counseling, you've done Bible studies, you've done support groups. I've done it all. I felt like if there's a support group out there, I've probably been a part of it. Well, in some way or another, I was not in AA, but I was in Al-Anon for 12 years. I'm a survivor, a breast cancer survivor. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. I'm a survivor of child abuse. I'm a survivor of all of those things. I've done them all, and I've been, and they all helped. They all gave me something that I took away from it, but there was still just this little thing. I've been a Christian for 44 years. I've been walking with the Lord, and that relationship has just blown up. I can't even tell you how beautiful my relationship with God is. But all of those things, and I did them all, and I would feel better for a while. But the change that I was searching for, which I didn't even really realize, was not coming. It wasn't there. And then we met in the most unusual circumstances. I wanted to leave, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't like women. Why am I here? What am I doing? and here I want to go. And this has just been life-changing. It really has. It truly has. So the population, men and women, who want to be the best that they can be, who want to live their best life, I have more history behind me than I'm going to have in front of me. But you know what? So be it. You know, better now than never. I want to go out well-worn. I want to go out, what is it, road hard and put away wet. I want the Lord to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't know how many years I have in front of me, but I know that there's less than I have behind me. And I'm going to make the most of each and every one of them because I'm getting better all the time. And maybe that woman that I was always looking for, I'm going to be able, it's made me cry. Maybe I'm going to be able to be that woman for somebody. Oh, goodness. And that's huge. That really is, because the only thing we get to take with us to heaven is our character. It's the things that we get here. And to know that God is not done with me yet, that's such a blessing too. That's such a gift. Oh, Danny. Wow. That's who wants to be here. And if you have any of that inside of you, then you need to check this out, because you won't be sorry. I guarantee you will not be sorry. Not at all. It's worth every moment. It's worth, and it was hard. There were times when I was doing it and I thought, this is difficult. This is challenging. This feels really uncomfortable. But the only way out is through all those little cliches that are out there. But if you have a desire in your life and you feel the slight knocking, just a little tapping, that the Lord is tapping on your spirit, he's tapping on your heart, then you need to do it. You need to check it out. You truly do. Because he will be with you every step of the way. And it's well worth it. Well worth it.
That was amazing. Terry, thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
I look at you and I look at the people that God is bringing into our community. And I'm just so, I see such a bright future for you, such a amazing, just who you are. And so to be even a little small.
It's so hard to hear that.
Still hard to receive it, isn't it? It's still hard.
It is. But I look at you and I hear your story and I see who you are. And I admire it so much. I truly do. I admire you very much, Danny Sumner. You are a very special young woman. And
thank you.
I am forever grateful to God for this. Has been just the most unbelievable journey. The last 4 years have been like nothing I've ever known. And it's been beautiful. And thank you for being a part of it.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.